at the beginning of this visit with Cookie. This Sunday, the 2nd of March, 75, the Pancake Session. Channel 1 right and beginning the visit with Cookie. This Pancake Session at noon. This Sunday, the 2nd of March, 75. Channel 1 right, beginning the visit with Cookie's Pancake Session. This Sunday at noon, the 2nd of March, 75.
Better be nice, because they paid $1,075 for them.
You didn't get it.
They sure did.
I'll go and see that. How old?
5 years old.
5 years
old. I got a 3-year-old when I'm out there.
Well, that's
a
good
one. They pay $6 for him. Yeah. Oh, they pay $5.60 for them.
I bet he had been paying.
Yeah. Western all. I mean, he just broke the side of Western, and that's all.
Are you sure I'll get more than that for yours?
I'm going to. I ain't going to sell.
Training he's getting.
I'm going to. I ain't going to sell.
You really
look
pretty out there.
You're going to come up with that dapple gray I got on there. I ain't going to sell it.
He's got his
pants,
too.
Yeah, he got a headquarters thing, that's okay. Well, I need that when I bought him. I stepped away back and he had a headquarters thing.
Yeah.
I knew he was something.
Robert said that all of them have a little quartz, you know, have to be worked out. He didn't like to go to the left. He was out there working on it. He really knows what to do with him. And he's been treated just right. He hadn't been, as far as I can tell, nobody's ever done anything to him to hurt him. You know, give him a notion.
Well, he didn't know nothing. Mm-hmm.
But he still had never been.
That's right. He
hadn't
been
treated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was lucky. Well, I'll have to see that fancy horse. I just was reading in the paper where it said that a lot of these big horse farms are holding up.
Well, hi, hello.
Well, good morning.
I thought I was missing something.
You don't,
don't let up on the tray. I'm ready for something.
Yeah. We're just
missing something. You ought to have been with me.
When?
Friday morning.
Friday? Alabama?
Yeah. A lot of riding. I rode over 1,300 miles since Friday morning. Got another 400. No, it ain't that far down. 250. station.
You mean you're on your way now?
Going to Orlando. Load of horses.
Well, just we all act like horses go with you.
Got some fancy horses out there.
Are they fancy?
Yeah, one. They paid $1,075 for one of them.
I call it fancy. I would. Maybe some people would know.
$500 for another one and $560 for another one.
Hmm. Yeah, you're getting up past them 55 Fords, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Money
in. I don't know.
You're just hauling somebody else, though.
Yeah, I'm just hauling somebody else. Oh, it ain't mine.
Oh, they're not yours.
I don't own a hair on them. All I got's that freight.
Well?
Yeah, but I don't know for how long I'm going to be able to use it. I don't care, though. I'm about to get the word away.
Well, Cody, we are so far behind you at the highest. You better bring us up the table a little bit. We haven't even talked on the telephone. I haven't.
I haven't had time. I had to make some money.
I think it's better spend it.
You better believe it. I've been held up since 2 o'clock this morning.
What's that?
Oh, they tried to tell me I didn't have the right kind of patient on the hold.
Oh.
But I had them and they just couldn't read them. Or didn't want to or something.
Oh, yeah.
They held me from 2 o'clock till 8 at the inspection station.
2 this morning?
Yeah. And it raining, that a mighty it was raining.
Somebody's
speaking out there. Yeah.
Oh, I hear
you.
I'm looking at
it. Turning around and messing around there.
across the trail.
Put on a little carpet bond.
Well, I was slow in getting started.
Friday morning, a while ago. My little trailer stopped over and cleaned up a little bit, shaved.
You hadn't washed your face until a while ago?
That's right, sir. Friday morning.
Well, it's your fault.
I ain't had time.
You had all the places you needed.
I didn't have time.
Oh.
Tell you what, you got a load of live bulls on there, and eight of them weighing anywhere from 1355 to 1675. You got something else to think about besides wash your face.
I didn't know they gave you any back talk to those bulls. I thought they behaved pretty well.
You put eight of them together in a tight spot like that and see how much back talk they're going to give you.
Oh, they don't like that close spot. They like to. Yeah, I'd rather they can see. They don't like it in that close quarters.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to ride like horses.
I rather have horses any time of the cattle.
The cows?
Yeah. Man, they just breathless. That one big red Angus I picked up there weighed 1675.
And he wasn't in full flesh.
Just a 2-year-old.
Oh, I see. So he wasn't big to see.
Just a 2-year-old. He'll grow some more yet. They were all 2-year-olds. And the lightest one weighed 1355. And it was a Hereford.
I saw this morning, I was feeding.
Yeah, I was supposed to be over here this morning, help put some posts in and mess around, but as hard as I've run this week. I called them people down there at Shane Stables and told them, I said, I'll be there when they get there. that.
And not to get nervous.
That's right. I'll be there when I get there. When I get there and tell them what kind of paper they give me, show them, I imagine it'll cost them another $50. Layover time.
Oh.
Where was that?
The inspection station. They held me from 2 o'clock this morning to 8. Then I never come through an inspection station. I caught the man eating breakfast. Cut right on through.
You mean, where did you stay from 2 o'clock to leave?
At the inspection station on I-75.
Well, you couldn't just stay out there at the inspection station.
Well, I did.
You'd freeze to death.
Well, I did.
It was cold last night.
I had my blanket in my truck.
Well, take a blanket, all right.
I sit right there. From 2 until 8. They released me at 8 o'clock this morning.
And they released you when he was eating breakfast?
Yes. To go back. Go back to Georgia. I told them to give me my papers and I'd go back to Georgia.
Oh, you didn't get anywhere.
I know. I didn't get no place.
Oh, this is the thing. These are supposed to be in Alabama somewhere.
They're supposed to be in Georgia.
They're supposed to be in Georgia.
Yeah.
But you couldn't get into Georgia.
No. No. I went to Georgia and picked them up, see?
Yeah.
To take them to Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
I got the state line. They wouldn't let me through.
Wouldn't let you out of Georgia.
No.
Wouldn't let you into Florida.
No. I turned around. They held me there, see?
I see.
From 2 o'clock this morning until 8.
Yeah.
6 hours.
So you went on back.
So I told them to give me my damn papers. I'd go back to Georgia.
Yeah. So?
I went back up the road 13 miles and made a right. Went over through Jasper. Come down to White Springs, and that son of a bitch wouldn't let me through. Okay. And I went back up to White Springs and stopped there at the service station, and I asked that little old boy there, I said, hey, I said, this old man sitting down here in this inspection station, is there any way of getting him out of there? He said, just sit tight. He said, he'll go eat his breakfast in a little bit.
Ah. Oh, that's it.
So when he went by to get his breakfast, I cut out.
And he went right by your truck?
Went right by my truck.
But he didn't let that hinder him getting his breakfast?
No, he went and got his breakfast.
Yeah. So you just...
He wasn't as patient as you are.
So you just got in and cruised along down the highway.
Yeah, cruise. Yeah, about 70 miles an hour to get out to keep them from catching me.
And did you get back on 75?
Yeah.
But you didn't have the papers?
No, I didn't have no papers.
So this is contraband, you might say.
That's right. I've got the papers, but they just wouldn't recognize. And they're legal. Because I called them out of item. And they're just as legal as anything going.
And neither one of them would accept it.
Neither one of them would accept it. The one that they wouldn't accept on I-75, the other fellow would accept. That's right.
this is certified as I, Leo Cook, driver of Mexico, my brother, making truck. Tag number. Kind of number of black cars, three horses. Designated name, signed D. Was stopped and inspected today. It was inspected by this fellow at approximately 8 o'clock.
No, I've got horses on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The
violation corrected. They continue on destination on a quarantine. No, it's certified that my violation has not been corrected, and I have been directed to remove those animals from the state of Florida, or they will be consigned directly to me and destroyed. Now, when you went to White Springs or wherever the next state was, you didn't have to show him that.
I didn't, no. But he told me, he said, you ain't got the right kind of papers. I said, thank you very much. Give me my papers. I'll go. He said, okay. And I'm back up at that service station. Boy said, just that tight, he'll be going to breakfast in a few minutes.
In other words, the public's on your side.
That's right.
Well, that livens up today, I'd say. But is that session last night, Leo? I don't think I would get that.
No, you couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep.
All that passing? Calling and everything?
No, loud talking. See, there's constant truck traffic on them inspection stations. So. And a hollering and a hooping and yelling. Then exciting the horses. They're getting excited and they're shaking me all over the place.
Oh, wouldn't even let the horses rest.
That's right. I lay down and slept about 30 minutes, maybe an hour. They come out and told me to move my truck. Woke me up. And that done it right there. When that, I had to wake up and move my truck. I never go back to sleep. I ain't been asleep. I slept a couple of hours maybe since Friday morning. I left the house Friday morning at 6 o'clock, went to Newberry and picked up a load of Sears, brought them to the university. Then I went to Dade City and loaded up them bulls. Took them to Birmingham, Alabama.
You didn't have any trouble getting through with them?
No, I can get, you can get anything out of the state. Sure, can't get just anything in the state.
Well, I see it wasn't Georgia that held you up, it was Florida.
Florida. And I told him, let's see.
So, now this fellow where you're taking the horses, it's going to cost you.
Better believe it's going to cost me. I ain't going to unload till I get my money.
Okay. Now you stand by that. Stick to that. Yeah.
I got $75 in the pocket of his money already. And I'm going to get more when he gets there. I'm going to get 75 plus 50. 125. I've got half of my delivery fee in advance.
Well, now that sounds more like business.
He gave me a check for $75.
just don't unload until you get your money.
That's right.
Once you unload, the man can pay you or not.
That's right. That's right.
And some of them are working.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, they'll just let you haul the animals along, and they'll stand there and let you unload them, and they'll say hello, goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, they don't work that easy.
Well, you've been caught before.
Oh, yeah. Just get older and wiser.
Waffle shop.
Yeah. Are you kind of staying out of the business yourself for a while?
No. You know better than that. You know me better than that.
Well, there's always hopes.
I prayed for one the other day on the telephone, never saw it.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean the strays,
Leo.
I'm talking about these big deals
that
you get into.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying out of that. Roadhead and Boys Ranch, yeah.
And you got in with them through one of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
He just all told you about it. So he can come around and ask a favor.
Catch me.
Well, you
have some beauties. Yeah, I made some money on them, too. Luna. I don't know exactly how much because I don't have the figures with me, but I know I made some money. More than that. I'll say in the neighborhood around $200 I made off that load of horses.
Well, that's got to be pretty thin.
I ain't worried about getting my money out of this horse.
You think he'll sell?
I think he'll speak for himself in anybody's ring. Same place. Same place.
Did he come a little higher than the
other? Yeah. He was out by himself.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But they let you have it.
Yeah.
The thing of it is I've been up there. They let me have the plug. Got the good ones. Somebody else.
You know, I never thought I was going to be this lucky this morning.
Well, you had to play attention.
I tell you, it's time my luck is changing.
You could come into an old cold kitchen, or you could get a little something out of it. Think what went with all that oil we had. Butter, we'd call it, just for light. It don't last, does it?
And that's one little old. Yeah, that's the funny thing about it. I thought we had more. I didn't even put on my list about it Friday.
Yeah.
But I
up there in Alabama. I stopped up at that little restaurant. Went in there. Heck, I hadn't eaten nothing all night. All day. It was afternoon. I stopped in that little restaurant there in that little hick town in Rockford. You wouldn't think you could buy a dozen eggs in a place like that.
Yeah.
It's a cushion like that, that's all was there. I went in there and they had a ham steak, French fries, salad, and hot rolls. $2.35. I think, well, I'll play my cards this time. I told them that's what I wanted. You talking about a ham steak? That was a ham steak.
Had to take some of it with you.
And I ate it all because I hadn't eaten none, but I tell you what, it was all I could do to eat that. Lots of places, you're going to get a piece of ham about so big.
Yeah.
Then there was this heap of plate up of French fries.
Uh-huh.
They're cheaper,
right.
See.
Yeah, they're cheaper.
This filled the plate.
The ham,
and the French fries was on the edge.
Oh.
That's right.
How do you count for something like that?
Country, just plain old country.
They just didn't know any better?
Uh-huh.
Just country.
They do that just the way they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do it. Well, you ought to put that on your map, don't you?
I never got it. I don't know when I'll ever be back in Rockford, Alabama.
At least you know about it.
That's right.
It'd be worth going out of your way a little ways, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Allen 231.
That big road?
Yeah, it starts big, but it runs into nothing. The farther up in Alabama you get, the worse it gets, and the narrower it gets.
Way on up there.
Well, I'm right into Birmingham.
Is that way on up there?
Yeah, right in the edge of, almost in Tennessee.
Birmingham's way on up there?
Yeah.
I've never been to Birmingham.
Right in the northern, part of the state.
Well?
It sure is.
It don't look like any roads can get narrow going in Birmingham.
Well, it just about to go out of Birmingham. It does. Yeah.
Well, you went on a little out of Birmingham.
Went to the edge of Birmingham. First caution light, made a right. And went out of Clay Road. A country road. About like going into Dad's. That's right. In fact of the matter, going up one of them hills, I had to get first gear on my truck.
You mean if that hills like that?
Yes, sir. I had to get first gear on my truck.
Hey, I'll tell you now.
That's it right there.
He cried for him, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you, Leo. You know, a little food, warm food in my stomach changes my attitude towards the world. You ever notice that things like that, small things?
Yeah. You take, well, I'm myself. And be irritable as hell. Nothing don't suit me.
Yeah.
I can stop and eat. Then I don't care what happens. Yeah, but this restaurant wasn't on a dirt road. I want to get them bulls off my trailer before I eat.
Oh. That little trailer left, huh?
Yeah. They about to shake me to pieces.
That little you left, too.
And that's been going on some time.
That's been going on all night.
You got them off the trailer, and then you run into this place?
Then I come back out and drove down the road, oh, I imagine 75 miles.
Oh, back on the highway?
Yeah.
But it's still a little...
Yeah.
...wide-facing road.
Oh, yeah.
And you just... It still sounds good.
I knew it was about 50 miles on into Montgomery. And I knew there wasn't nothing between there and Montgomery. And I wanted a cup of coffee. I hadn't even stopped for a cup of coffee. Well, it looked clean inside. I mean, it was all fixed up fancy. The outside, it's no country building. I hear somebody.
That's what the children come in the line.
Well, I see. When you got in, that sort of opened it up for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I went into this big I don't know where I was. Big hook shop. And you know it was like the country club. Everything they had was horse and luck. I looked at the menu and I could see that I had to go to the grocery store. Well, they just assumed that anybody who drove a car.
Cookie, don't you want any more juice?
I got plenty.
And then when you buy food like that, you get so much of it, you just kind of save up, eat it all. I don't care. This is why it's just choking up. That was just my speed, those spare ribs and the iced potatoes over there on that truck stop where we sell them. That was just my speed.
That's where you set up the counter and ordered, and I went over in the booth and sat down.
Yeah, and then I come over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in Bland, Virginia.
Was it Virginia?
Yep. One of my favorite truck stops right there. Daddy sold his farm.
No.
Oh, I hate to hear that. Is that right?
That thing goes through, sold to a man in New Jersey. Glassboro, New Jersey.
Well, I'm sorry to hear. Glassboro, I see. Tell your mama. Not to me.
Dad, he boned his leg up again. That's one of their feeding. It ain't home over there, where they're moving.
That's right.
it ain't home.
And after, you know, after he leaves this place, this won't be home either.
I offered him my place in Hawthorne. And $10,000 for that farm. And I'd do the switching. I'd move him down here and move myself up there.
Yeah. But he didn't want to come down here.
He didn't want to come to Florida.
But you did the best.
Yeah. I'm just glad we got our rear end out of there and got to looking and found that little trailer for us to get something done with. Because there wasn't no way getting it done in the house. The house was too big, first place. And Mama was too nervous in the second place. Of course, that house, I mean, it could have been, if Mama hadn't been so nervous, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Well, I never run into anybody who was pleasant, satisfying to work with. As he was, I never run into anybody like that again. See, it was just the whole thing was just a lark. Suited him.
I don't know. That's what I got to go up and find out. I can't find out. That's no telephone.
You know, I have thought about that little trailer. I haven't seen one even close to it. And it's lightweight.
Yeah.
And it's got all the windows in it. And you can just take it in a minute.
Yeah.
He wanted $800 for it. I thought, Lord heavens, that's right. Well, it wouldn't fall apart, but the doors, the cupboard wouldn't fall apart. See, it just had those little old plastic hooks.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for that, I'd been tempted to leave it off.
Well, I tell you what, I'd have been afraid to offer him $500 because I was afraid he took it if I didn't want it. Because he just bought that big camper.
Yeah.
And he had no use for it. Not bad, still sitting right there. Because money has really got tight since we was up there.
Yeah.
It was right. I mean, it just began to squeeze.
Just began to squeeze
when we was up there.
Yeah. It sure was.
And in less than 2 weeks after we got back down here, I mean, you could really feel the grip.
Noticeable.
Right.
You see, you wasn't able to get anything going.
I couldn't get nothing going. Nothing.
And you wondered what in the world was going wrong.
Yeah, and everything was in that grip, folks.
Yeah. But you didn't have any way of knowing it. Nobody expected anything like this, Leo.
No. Say, I really enjoyed that. I'm telling you, I don't know where I could went and got anything any better to eat. I couldn't even went to Helen's house or Mama's house, nothing any better than that.
Well, thank you, Cookie. I'm glad I was making you something.
You like you're watching the clock.
I just got in under the bell.
Yes, sir. The bell was just about to ring. Just
you know all these things, but you see, an outsider is conscious of a lot of things. You see, you would be conscious of. One of the remarkable things, you see, that your daddy did, and it's the sort of thing that, you see, you were brought up with. And the remarkable thing is that if anybody feels that it, they talk on the telephone and you can hear them over the whole house.
Yeah, for a country mile.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, if I could just get that down, you see, I don't give a damn what he's saying. You know that.
Yeah.
Now, here's the one thing, Leo. In all the stuff I have done, I don't give a hill of beans about any private information anybody passes on.
All you want is a conversation. The way the conversation is worded and
it's the spirit of it.
That's right, the spirit of it.
A whole lot, you see. I think it's the spirit of it as much as anything else, you see. And you just never had anything like that in your life. Now, it wasn't as good out there on the trail as it was now. But you see what they were doing, their ordinary way of living would push this out. In normal time, we'd go in there and talk, you see, it'd be a dinner time.
Yeah.
What do they do? Put on that damn 12 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Last an hour. Just endless. And then they put on the television at night. But the time you ought to be talking or saying something, you know, you see, the crowd's out.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't help it. I mean, that's the way they've been doing.
We couldn't go in there and say, now look, don't turn the television on.
No,
don't turn the radio on. Well, that would just be like pouring gasoline on a flame, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think they listen a little bit to my good at the time. I say, hell, I'll just cut this damn thing off. That's what I do. I school myself with that. Now, you see, we got a program on when you came in here. I want to hear. But why do I have to hear that damn thing? There'll be programs over there, you see, when we're gone.
Yeah. That's what, them kids up at the house, that's what drives me so buggy. Damn, I go in there, I'm all uptight and nervous and everything, you know. They got that television going, you can hear it all over the house, out in the yard. Same old story over and over and over. Yet they just glued to that television. You ask them to do something, and they'll sit there for a little bit. What did you say? Forget it. I done got it done now.
Yeah.
Now, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. If I can get Nick and that Larry, Larry's way up and running. He's just like Nick's age. But he's amazing, both of them. He's a professional photographer. He goes all over the world making these movies.
Uh-huh.
It's just the world that
oughtn't to pass. I tell you what would be comical. Now believe me, this is going to be comical. You go up and try to move them out of that big house.
Yeah.
9-room house. Now listen to me. A 9-room house into a 2-bedroom trailer.
Yeah.
Now that, I mean, you can write a whole book on that alone.
Yes. I imagine your daddy knows that. He can see that.
I've been tempted. I don't know whether it'll work or not, but if you'll remember up there at Junior's place, where Junior's dad lives, right above there, there is a pine thicket below the road, just above Junior's house, between Junior's house and Vincent's house. There's a pine thicket in there. It ain't doing Junior no good. It ain't doing nobody no good. I'll give him $1,000 for that pine thicket.
Just for the
No.
just the place to put this trailer I got sitting over here.
Wouldn't that be something? So you can go up there and stay when you want to.
All right.
That's right. I'll just down and off.
Yeah, we can get it. You don't have to buy it. You can just put it there.
No, I don't want it that way. Me and Ted Ashley wouldn't get along 15 minutes.
Oh, something.
Because I'd be done told him what he'd do.
Well, he can tell you next time.
Yeah, but you don't work with him that way. I've been knowing that man since I was just a little fella.
Yeah.
I used to date his daughter.
Oh, really?
Back only years ago, yes, sir. I know what Ted Ashley is.
You
he didn't tell me nothing.
You know,
yes, sir. And he ain't changing a bit.
Yeah. Did you get to talk to your daughter when he was around?
No.
He done the talking.
He was the boy. And if he wasn't the talking, Mama was the talking.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to make me marry that girl.
So you got well acquainted with
him. I got well acquainted with him, but I never did get acquainted with the girl.
Well, what was wrong with her? Oh, I see. You just never got acquainted with her.
I just never got acquainted with her. Never had a chance.
Well, now that'd have been nice. Except they didn't live at Junior's place, did they?
No. They lived way down the road.
Way down?
6 miles and had to walk.
Oh, is that all?
I had to walk, yeah. Walk the right old babe. Tire up to a pine tree. That was the day.
Well, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be wonderful to have a trailer up there on that?
I've been thinking, I went through my mind a thousand times since Daddy told me that he sold the place.
And it's on Junior's land.
It's on Junior's land.
Yeah. Junior wouldn't care.
No, Junior wouldn't care. If it was left up to Junior, I could take one set in the back door down there, and he would never say nothing, because I'd help Junior out.
You can't help your man out.
No, I ain't going to.
It don't work that way.
I ain't going to. No,
you know,
sir.
That was a curious thing. That time that you all stick me on to that trip, that Bill Penn Day, Tech Day.
Yeah.
With your daddy. Yeah. Things got reversed that day. And he didn't hardly open his mouth. Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
Your daddy didn't give him a chance. I'm telling you, he's... Now, let me tell you what we could do, Leo. It's easy. You know that little eight-deck thing you've got in your truck there? Well, you can stick the same thing in there, and it'll record it. And your daddy just talks to Blue Streak when he gets out like that. Now, you can't stick it on his machine. You can stick it on mine. And you'd get the talk where he wouldn't be cautious. He's not much cautious as it is. Well, some of the best talk we had was in that truck of his.
Yeah.
Going to the store or going around that loop.
Yeah.
Well, so that was rich.
If we could get one and rig it up in my truck.
Yeah. Well, he don't care who's there, you see. I mean, you could be right along there, and I'd be there, and I'm telling you, that would be rich. Then you wouldn't have these people who are, you know, always looking over your shoulder.
Biting on you like that.
And then out in that little trailer, it's not quite, it don't quite have the spirit. Not quite.
He's conscious. Of the fact that he is being taped.
Yes. Yes, it's not that so much. He is restating something that he's already said. And he said, and it's a different attitude, you see. And what you want is the original.
He changes things.
Yes, he doesn't do it on purpose. It's just part of, you see, it's part of the, anybody would do it.
Well, if I can get my ducks in the right row, I'll be going up there in about a week, 10 days.
Well,
I'm going to take my truck. Then the 21st, whenever that might be, Helen gets a vacation. And her and the girls are coming up. See, the girls are off from school the following week. After the 21st.
Her vacation starts the 21st on Friday. Yeah. All right, they're at school from Friday, the 21st until Monday, the 31st. That whole last 3 months. Yeah. And then Helen don't have to go back to work until the night of the 1st of April.
The
gray. Well, I can't see the gray because the other one's in front of
me. That gray is my kind of horse. I think it's 1,075.
You didn't.
I didn't. They did.
$1,000?
$1,075. Yeah, I did. Last night, I'm putting them both.
We're just not used to that sort of horses, are we?
I'm not.
560 for that one in the front. 500 for the other one in the back.
I think I ought to go out and get on the other side of the trailer and look at that gray horse a little bit.
Yeah. He did something. That horse something. That's
right.
I hope this now here is as matured as much in 5 years as he is.
Oh, really?
That's right. If he is, he'll be
fine. Well, this would be as good a horse as that, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd be safe in saying, quality-wise, he's good right now. He just don't have the bill, and they never do have it as a 3-year-old. See, they don't get their building for less eyes. Get their set.
Hell, Leo, let me tell you, if them two fellas are available, this may be the last chance we'll have.
That's what I told you.
Well, hell, just to get your daddy traipsing across that darn valley, it would be worth a trip up there. But it's hotel. Fine.
Well, this is it.
This is it. Yes, sir. And look at that. You get that camera up there. You see, you can get your mama too.
Yeah.
And she'll sit and talk. And she talks well. You see, the only reason I didn't try to get, I just,
I just pooped out. You can do so much, and then you poop.
Yeah.
And what I did, you see, I got your daddy. Then I'd go off and look at it. I'd listen to it and type it and try to get ready for some more. Well, just need 6 people, though. I've got 60 pages of notes that I took up there.
This is it.
Just me sitting out there by myself thinking about what we had been talking about. I had 60 pages of notes. Type pages.
And you didn't get it all.
Oh, I didn't get nothing. But, I mean, I just did that clearing my mind. Yeah. His daddy sold his place.
Sold it?
Yeah. Sure did.
And they ain't any more.
No, not no more like that.
Come in and don't.
I'm going to run just a little errand. I'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Run and get some money. You got to send something.
I'm going to be leaving too.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. That's something. Well, anyhow, that's something. So, we've practically got the month of March to
do what we're going to do.
Maneuver.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you see, Helen and the girls will be up there the last week of the month.
Yeah. Oh, they'd be nice to have. I mean, they wouldn't hurt anything. They'd help.
Yeah, I was going to say that maybe they could children be no disadvantage. It might be an advantage in getting Mama cleared out.
Yeah. That's right. But now that little truck thing is a good case, isn't it? And you know, it's hard for anybody to understand that none of this is really what you'd call invasion of privacy. And it ain't personal. It just ain't.
Yeah.
You're not meddling with anybody. It's just all almost like you walk down the street talking. Oh, every now and then you may work somebody over. You see, your daddy didn't feel quite at home working. Over. And that was some of the best calls.
Yeah.
But that was. Well, that was sort of on the borderline, but that let me tell you something. Even that is, you see, you'll never see it. He couldn't listen to see it. He couldn't listen. He wants to talk to somebody. There wouldn't be any chance of his seeing it. Well, anybody else, they listen to it, and all they do is just be interested. Ain't going to tell him, say, bro, Cook just been talking about you on the television, on the thing.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to do that.
Yeah, it wouldn't make no difference anyway.
Wouldn't make a difference now. Well,
I got to go.
Next time, I hope you're lucky again next time. Sometime.
Yeah.
I want to see that horse, too.
I went over around 1600 and the end of this visit with Cookie this Sunday, this pancake session, the 2nd of March, 75, channel 1 right, around 1600, and the end of this pancake session on Sunday, the 2nd of March, 1975.